This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DALI. So last night I was at my son's lacrosse game, and it was like 44 degrees outside, so we froze our butts off. And his team was losing, but I stayed as long as I could until I started getting hypothermic. I was starting to shake. I was trying to post on Facebook, you know, because I took pictures of my baby, and my hands could barely type. I was shaking. And that's how I realized I was hypothermic. I didn't think of it originally. And then I was like, you know what? I'm probably going to, you know, you're supposed to, by the way, diagnose hypothermia before you got hypothermic. Right? You don't wait until you're like, you know what? I think I'm almost comatose. You are, you know, you have to identify when you think you are shunting your blood away from your extremities. And if you think you are going to lose your tips of your fingers and your toes, and then you start to shake uncontrollably, that's too long. So I left, and I was trying to tell my boy, you know, leave the game. He's not going to leave the game. I'm like, oh, but your tushy's going to get cold. So anyways, I was watching lacrosse. And for those of you guys that aren't really, knowledgeable on what lacrosse, it took me a while, too. Lacrosse is really cool. It's kind of a cross between hockey, soccer, and football, where you run around with a stick. And you try to, and the stick has a net, and you try to throw the ball into the net. And you're set, kind of like hockey, right? But you got to make it to the goal. But you have offense and defense, and defense could slam you, you know, kind of like in football. So it's kind of a cool sport. Not as many injuries as football, but still these kids get hurt. So anyway, while I'm sitting there, there was a lady who was talking next to me. You know, you bring your lawn chairs, and I don't like to sit on the bleachers, so my husband has these, you know, fold-out chairs, not the metal ones, but, you know, camping chairs. So I'm sitting there, and I don't mind my own business. I don't think I've ever minded my own business. And I hear her talking to some kids behind her, and it caught my ear because she said, you know, the universities are so full of liberals. And so I'm like, well, you know, what you talking about? That's kind of interesting, okay? You know, and true, but that's okay. All right? And she was saying how her son was at one of the universities, okay? And he got graded down on one of his assignments. And it was an English class. And the teacher had given an assignment where they had to, while reading this paper, identify what was wrong. And so he very intelligibly, you know, deduced that there was maybe a concept that might have been stated but not properly referenced, and, you know, maybe that statement was incorrect. And to make a long story short, the teacher marked him down because what was wrong on that paper is in it, it said, you know, if they were talking about somebody, he would blah, 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 blah. And I guess the teacher had an issue that he wasn't gender neutral. And that because the student, if a student didn't figure out and identify that that paper wasn't written as gender neutral, they lost points. Now, I understand that we want to be sensitive. And I can understand why does it always have to be assumed that, you know, when we went to school, you know, it was like when a doubt, just say he. And I've been fine with that. I've been fine with that. So, but I understand why in this day and age we will progress where it's not always going to be he.
I get that. Okay, you know, because again, we're progressing with that, and that's fine.
Yeah, I don't, we don't need to go to war over it, but that's fine. However, where I have a problem is the average child or student or young adult doesn't know where we are with our standards now. And for them to be penalized for not taking that initiative and saying, whoa, this paper has been written the way the paper has been written for centuries. That's how people write. When they say, you know, the person went to the doctor, the patient went to the doctor, he complained of, and say, no, 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 this has to be gender neutral, for a student to not identify that in this last 12 months, we've decided in this country to not use he, she, that's unfair. And college is supposed to teach you facts, not opinions. So if I had read a paper, like you'll read a book and they'll talk about the ocean. And the captain will say, and boy, she could be very temptuous today or whatever. People call oceans she. If I was in college and I was supposed to be commenting on that, I would have never thought to say, whoa, 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 we have to make the ocean gender neutral. And so if a teacher wants to give their political opinion, that's fine. I think it's overdone in universities, way overdone. But we're all allowed to. This is a free land. We're all allowed to share our opinion. I have no problem telling my students that I think Obamacare sucks. We are allowed to share our opinion. We have to say it's an opinion. That's the key. We can't say it's fact. Many do. And so if a student is going to be marked down or graded as them doing something wrong, then it has to be, as a standard, published, scientifically proven that that's wrong. But that's not what's happening. And I guess what I heard this lady say is the student was afraid to bring anything up or fight it because you can't. If anybody finds out that you may lean one way political or another, or you may disagree with them, you're ostracized. Now, you could be liberal or Democrat and go, yeah, I agree that we need to get rid of, you know, he, she, but not penalize a student. You'd still feel like you can't say anything. So the culture on college campuses is kind of scary for the average student. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you guys heard about this. I think it was last week. A Florida pediatrician has been arrested. Why? Because she was given partial doses of vaccines to children. The Florida Department of Health says in a statement that about 500 patients of Dr. Ishrat Sohail may have been affected. The agency is right now working to notify those families to consider revaccinating their children. Being reported by CBS News, in 2016, the health department suspended her for 2 months from a federal vaccination program for administering on children with private insurances vaccines meant for Medicaid and uninsured patients. According to CBS affiliate WKMG, inspectors found partially used vaccine vials during a raid of the doctor's office. That includes vaccines to prevent hepatitis A, HPV, and whooping cough or pertussis. Investigators said an employee claims at least two patients tested positive for the flu, but the doctor never notified them in order to avoid suspicion about the improper vaccine practices. They say it's possible that our vaccines may also not have been sterilized. In a statement from the Florida Department of Health, patients are urged to look out for a, quote, adverse reaction or infection at the injection site of any vaccine administered by Sohal and her staff. So now she is suspected of Medicaid fraud. Her license to practice medicine is now suspended by the state surgeon general. So very scary stuff. So how do you, as a patient, protect themselves? And I'm sure there's some medical providers going, whoa. What if this is the staff? So let's talk about both sides of this. First, as the patient, how do you protect yourself against a doctor being an idiot like this, or allegedly, or staff not giving you proper vaccines? You need to be a pain in the ass. You have to. You have got to be a pain in the butt. All right? And pediatricians expect parents to be pains in the butt. And the best parents are. And by being a pain in the butt, you should examine anything that's going into your baby's body. Well, how do I know? Well, I'll teach you. Okay? One is you ask the nurse and the doctor to show you the immunization schedule, or you download it online. So when you do bring your 2-month-old or your 4-month-old or your 6-month-old or your 1-year-old or your 15-month-old or your 4-year-old in for their vaccines, you know exactly what is supposed to be offered. Then you ask the nurse to allow you to watch them being drawn up. I don't give a damn anymore if people think that's a pain in the butt or you're making them nervous. Okay? We were all trained in high stressful situations. If a parent makes you nervous standing over you, you're not really, you shouldn't be in medicine. I mean, when I had to deliver a baby, do you think I said, no, I can't have dad in the room, it makes me nervous? Dad wants to be in the room. People wanted to videotape. Go right ahead. This is the birth of a child. Okay? We are trained, okay, to handle, okay, highly stressful situations. And somebody wanting to supervise that you're using aseptic technique when you're drawing out the vaccine is completely reasonable. So you should see the vial of the vaccine that's being drawn. Many doctors are actually using vaccines where they're already within the plunged syringe. So they don't have to draw it and take that extra step. But if they do draw it out, ask them to show you the bottle and the expiration date. Why not? You're there. Then when they draw it out, most shots are about 0.5 cc's. So most medical offices are going to use a 3 cc syringe and they're going to fill it up to 0.5. Okay? Have them show you. Make sure there's no air bubbles. And then watch them bring those shots over to your baby. They may not like you, but tough. Or say, look, I know you draw these up in your lab. Can you please bring all the shots into the room so I could see this? Now, when I was in medical school, we were taught to not draw up in front of the patient or the kid because it makes them nervous. Them seeing you with the needle and flicking it to get the air out and all that. There was, you know, why make them nervous? So you could still show mom what you're doing, but then you could look like you could kind of obscure the needle if you think it's going to bug everybody or there's going to be too much anticipation. So there's still a way to do it. Okay? Now, what about medical providers looking at this going, okay, whoa. I don't want to be charged with Medicaid fraud, and I don't want to lose my license if my staff is half-assed. That's a problem. And that's what made me want to administer all vaccines myself. And then later, I just stopped administering vaccines in my office, except the flu shot. And I would only do that myself. I decided to oversee what my staff was doing. And when I saw my staff not get out all the air bubbles or whatever, this was years ago, I'm like, whoa, no. And I inspected every shot. And when I saw that an RN at my friend's office, was about to give my child the wrong vaccine. I'm like, no, 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 no. I'm going to be the one to make sure this is done right. Now, what's kind of concerning here is the pediatrician has been arrested for giving partial doses. Was there evidence that she told her staff to only give little bits? You know, I mean, if somebody doesn't draw up 0.5 and maybe they draw up 0.4, is that enough to get you arrested? Now, years ago, there were issues where you would get vaccines from the health department. And if parents wanted the vaccine and you had a child that wanted the vaccine, as long as you didn't charge the child, many doctors would give children the vaccine. But if you get a vaccine for free from the state and then turn around and charge an insurance company, that's fraud. And laws might have changed where you can't give the vaccine for free at all unless they're actually registered to be Medicaid recipients. And I understand how things may be very, very strict with that, especially now with all the discussion of illegal immigrants. And, you know, if we only have X amount of resources, we have to make sure they're actually, you know, documented. And so I'm not sure what's going on with that. But giving a vaccine to a child with no insurance that might not have been on the Medicaid program, is that enough to get you arrested? So I think a lot of medical providers looking at this, and reasonably so, should make sure that whatever is being given right, especially if it's state-funded, and the doses are being given right. But the big problem I had running my office is trusting others. When I saw one of my billers bill a pap smear on a mail to Medicare, I freaked out and said, no, every bill comes across my desk so I could see what's being billed out. Because I could totally see somebody go, if Medicare comes in, oh, well, Dahlia made me do that. I'm like, are you kidding me? And so that's a problem. Now, usually when we hear of these cases, and again, I know it's only one-sided from the news, but my guess is the majority of these cases, the doctor's guilty. I mean, it sounds like if she's not using sterile practices, it sounds like there was a bunch of things halfway done in her office. So if somebody's going to mess up, they're going to not mess up on one little baby thing. They're going to mess up all across the board. So that's why I'm not crying innocent with her yet. Well, she's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but that, you know, and that's why her license has been suspended until they could figure out what's going on. When it comes to medical boards, they don't want you to be practicing. You know, you're kind of guilty until proven innocent. And it's because if you are a threat or you don't have your act together or you're pooping in line, when it comes to your office, they don't want you doing harm to other patients. They have to put patients first. So, but, you know, it's very difficult as a medical doctor, not only to make sure your medicine is right and you're doing everything you're supposed to, but to make sure that your staff is doing what they're supposed to. When I interview medical students, I give them a case of a nurse telling you that the pregnancy test is negative, you sending a patient for a CAT scan, and then you look at the pregnancy test later and go, no, it was positive. And I don't know if that's ever happened to people's offices, but it just shows you've got to be on top of everything. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We've been watching the story, and a Georgia teacher is in custody after reports of shots being fired at a high school this morning. Police responded, according to Fox News, to shots fired at a Georgia high school Wednesday afternoon, and it's a teacher that has been taken into custody. One student has been injured, but what had happened with him is her sustained an ankle injury while running inside the school during the building evacuation. That's according to Dalton Police Department. No faculty or staff or children were reported injured by gunfire or anywhere else by the incident except for the kid that hurt his ankle. Dalton police tweeted, one student apparently sustained an ankle injury running inside the school during the evacuation. Student is being treated by EMS at the school. The Dalton Police Department earlier tweeted, a person believed to be a teacher was barricaded inside a classroom. That tweet by Dalton Police Department came out earlier saying the subject is in custody. Delta police officers were on scene at Dalton High School, responding to a report of shots fired. At the time, there was a barricaded subject in the classroom. Investigators believe it is a teacher. No children have been injured. No children are in danger. They say the area inside the school has been evacuated, and there are no students believed to be in the school at the time. Well done. The school handled that very well. School's on lockdown, and DPD and Georgia State Patrol are responding. Parents, do not come to Dalton High. Students are being taken to Northwest Georgia Trade Center, and parents should go there. So a police spokesperson told WRCB-TV that the teacher had a gun, but no other details were immediately available. An employee of the school who asked to not be identified told the Times Free Press that shots were fired. Dalton High School was placed on lockdown. Police confirmed no children were in any danger. The school and the area surrounding were evacuated. And Dalton is about 90 miles north of Atlanta. So it's we'll keep you posted on that. Now, for those who have been opposed to the idea of teachers bringing guns to school, something like this is definitely going to add fuel to the fire. One of the reasons why I encouraged those teachers or coaches or administration who wanted to be armed to protect the students have that opportunity and training is because these teachers are putting their lives on the line all the time. And all they could do in an active shooting scenario is use their body as a human shield. And we see many of them having done that and selflessly giving their lives. And we owe our teachers more than that. We owe our teachers an opportunity to defend our children and defend themselves. That being said, I have suggested it be the few that, of course, nobody knows about, right? Because we don't want, you know, somebody trying to take down the teacher. It be the few that want to be trained and can be trained and would be screened for mental health issues. Okay, would have to do some active screening, and people who would be worthy. Originally, I said, let's get, you know, police officers at the schools. But apparently that's too expensive, and there's not enough police officers. So because there's not enough police officers, the next suggestion that came out was, well, then allow teachers to be armed. I don't care who's armed. Just somebody qualified that could conceal carry, right? Or actively carry if we have to, such that if a shooter or a teacher or somebody decides to go AWOL, you can stop the threat. Now, parents looking at this are probably wondering, well, how do I know the average teacher is mentally fit? You know, we see things in the news all the time of teachers losing their cool. They'll duct tape an autistic kid's mouth. They'll, you know, restrain them to desks or chairs. You'll have teachers do, you know, give assignments that are racist. Or you'll have that professor in that university mark you wrong, right? And penalize your grade because it didn't fit their political agenda that day. I think there are some teachers out there that may have mental illness. Not all of them, though. So whoever would then step up to the plate to be armed to protect the students have to be worthy and capable and go through psychological testing, screening, etc. Because I understand that, you know, parents would be concerned. But here's the thing. If you have a teacher that is homicidal, giving them a gun doesn't turn them into homicidal. They're homicidal from the outset. So if somebody wanted to hurt students, they're going to hurt the students no matter what. You go in, okay, you want to be armed, you did the training here. You know, training somebody on how to use a weapon doesn't turn them into a killer. If they already have psychological issues, and somebody can say, well, yeah, but now you're giving them a tool. They have tools. People can get guns already. People can get knives. One attack at a school, they used a flamethrower. This was years ago. A flamethrower. So if somebody wanted to do harm, if somebody was a whack job, they're going to be a whack job already. You aren't going to turn them into a whack job. You see? But what does have to happen is some people will unfortunately develop mental illness, which means psychological testing needs to be done on a routine basis, which I think already happens with police officers. Because somebody may get, let's say, post-traumatic stress disorder, or somebody may undergo something traumatizing in their lives, and then all of a sudden develop mental illness, or something could happen to them. They get suspended, or there's an issue with a student, and the administration doesn't have their back, and now they're angry. Hopefully, that deep-rooted anger with homicidal ideation would have been picked up in prior stress tests. But I'm not sure what this teacher was thinking, why shots were fired, what she was doing, and unfortunately, I don't think we screen the average teacher, period, which we should. Anybody that's going to be taking care of your kids, and if your child is going to be spending more time with that person than you, I mean, look at what we do with our babysitters. You know, we watch them, we use video cameras, etc. But when it comes to, you know, teachers, we're like, all right, well, you know, the school district screened them. Well, did they? So we'll keep you posted on that. But the teacher is in custody, and luckily we don't have any gun injuries, related injuries with these children. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Marines have been released from the hospital after, Marines released from the hospital after 11 people showed symptoms after opening a suspicious letter on a military base. The Marine Corps confirmed Wednesday that Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall has been cleared after 11 people showed symptoms after opening a suspicious letter. Three Marines had to be hospitalized and have been released as of last night. The building is cleared and is operational today, according to the spokeswoman for the Marine Corps. We are waiting on the FBI and NCIS for further information. So the incident happened yesterday when a Marine at Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall, which is located near the Pentagon in Virginia, opened a letter. That letter contained an unknown substance. The envelope containing an unknown substance was received, they said. Aboard the hall, personnel in the affected building took immediate preventative measures and evacuated the building. 11 people reported feeling ill after the letter was opened, and symptoms reportedly included burning sensations on their hands and face. One person had a nosebleed. The entire building was evacuated. Local hazmat teams arrived, along with the Arlington Fire Department. Now, we don't know what the substance was. It has not been reported, but it has been sent to an FBI lab. So we'll keep you guys posted as soon as we find out. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a family of a Louisiana infant born addicted to opioids is suing drug makers. This is a class action lawsuit that was filed Monday against several pharmaceutical manufacturers and distributors on behalf of babies born in Louisiana with opioid addictions. The suit was filed in the 22nd Judicial District Court in St. Tammany Parish on behalf of a child identified by the initials as K-E-R. and seeks money to cover long-term treatment for KER and other infants who are born suffering opioid withdrawals. Now, defendants named in the lawsuit include Johnson & Johnson, Purdue Pharma, Janssen Pharmaceuticals, and Teva Pharmaceuticals, among other drug manufacturers and distributors. The child identified in the lawsuit was born addicted to opioids with a condition called neonatal abstinence syndrome, or NAS, according to the lawsuit. So this condition is typically diagnosed in babies that have had chronic fetal exposure to substances that were either used or abused by the mother during pregnancy. NAS will set in once the baby is abruptly removed from these medications. Now, this has been reported by NOLA.com. So what did the mother do? Where's the mother in all this? So the infant, KER's mother, okay, was prescribed opioid painkillers to treat lower back pain after she was involved in a car accident before becoming pregnant. She became addicted and continued to use opioids while she was pregnant with the baby. The baby is now 3 years old, has had to undergo behavioral, speech, and hearing therapy to manage the long-term effects of opioid exposure while in the womb. That's according to the lawsuit. And I know, I think a lot of people have opinions on this. The legal team representing the toddler is seeking damage payments to fund long-term treatment, as well as any families with babies born in Louisiana with the opioid-related NAS who wish to join the lawsuit. The suit does not list the total amount of damages it seeks. Nobody is suing the mom for using narcotic pain medicine while pregnant. They're suing the pharmaceutical company because mom used pain medicine for the car accident and willingly. I mean, nobody's forcing you to take these medications. She was in pain. And I'm sure if you asked her back then, she was relieved that there was something that could help her pain. But she's claiming she got addicted to the medication. And this is why the pharmaceutical company is now liable for her baby being addicted. I have an issue with that. They say the case does not cite the exact number of children born with NAS resulting from prescription opioid addiction in Louisiana. But the legal team behind it estimates that the population is large, based on the number of Medicaid enrollees who were also consuming opioids at some point during the pregnancy, a figure tracked by the Federal Social Insurance Program. Louisiana has more than 1.4 million Medicaid enrollees. One out of every five Medicaid-served mothers consumed opioids at some point during the pregnancy, according to figures in the lawsuit. The National Institute on Drug Abuse estimates that from 2000 to 2012, there was a five-fold increase in the number of babies born with NAS syndrome as a result of opioid use in the United States. In 2012, the organization estimated a total of 21,732 babies were born suffering from opioid withdrawal. Now, I feel for the babies. I do not want babies born addicted to opioids. But where's parent responsibility? And if the parents are in pain, do they have a right to take something to quell their pain? You see, we could sue pharmaceutical companies left and right. How are we addressing a pregnant mom who is in pain? Now, they say a baby is suffering from opioid withdrawals. One is born every 25 minutes in the U.S. Even though KER is the only named plaintiff in this lawsuit, attorneys representing the family say the case is open to all families with babies born with opioid-related NAS. And the suit is accusing these pharmaceutical companies named as defendants of developing a well-funded, sophisticated, and deceptive marketing scheme targeted at physicians and consumers. They say facts show that pharmaceutical drug companies and their distribution partners exaggerated the benefits of opioids and downplayed risks and consequences. They knew the drugs were being overly prescribed, yet failed to warn doctors of the extremely addictive nature of the narcotics. So, the lawsuit was crafted by a team of legal medical experts, including Dr. Kanwaljeet Sunny Anand, and Chief of Neonatal Pediatrics at Stanford, and Brett Bell, a Houston-based physician assistant with 26 years in the field of radiation oncology. They say newborn babies are the most vulnerable citizens. I get that. So, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a little freaked out by a number of things. One is, why are we having so many babies born addicted to narcotics? Number two is, what sort of pain are these moms having? What are chronic pain conditions these women having? Now, somebody in a car accident, and for any of you guys that have ever been in a car accident, there's mild car accidents and there's bad car accidents, and even the mild ones can be painful. If somebody is in pain and over-the-counter Tylenol isn't working or over-the-counter ibuprofen isn't working and the doctor says, would you like something stronger? And they say yes. You can't start suing everybody. What do you think is going to happen to the ability to get pain medicines later? It's already being restricted. But I wouldn't blame any pharmaceutical company out there today. I wouldn't blame any one of them if they said, you want to attack with it? Not us. We're not going to manufacture them. We're not going to make them. What are we going to do? Now, some of you will say, oh, we don't need pain medicine. Tylenol works. Ibuprofen works. Well, we don't give ibuprofen to pregnant women. Not in their third trimester. Because we don't want them to bleed easily. Plus, ibuprofen can hurt the kidneys. It can increase ulcers. It can hurt the heart. Pregnant women, we don't give ibuprofen to, especially in third trimester. And Tylenol doesn't cut it. So, yes, we've given pregnant women Lortab and Vicodin for pain relief if they needed it. And it seems safe in pregnancy if it was a small amount and for a very short period of time. So the problem we have is we have a lot of people addicted to narcotics. And by suing, oh, it's great. It gives you money to work with, and these babies may get treatment because there's funding. That's wonderful. But the average pharmaceutical company is going to say, to heck with this. If I'm going to be blamed for everything, even if these moms are doing heroin, then I'm not going to make prescription pain medicine. And if nobody's going to make prescription pain medication, you can't sue generic companies, so maybe generic companies will still make it. But we need newer and better things with pain. OxyContin was a response to a long-term pain medication to avoid these short-term addictions, short-term treatments that can induce addiction. So OxyContin was designed as a long-term chronic, it doesn't matter, same thing with fentanyl. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they had good intentions. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.